Hey y'all, just a reminder that we're currently doing a giveaway for a black vintage Allen Iverson Sixers jersey. All you have to do is follow us on Instagram at pub_of_choice. Send us a DM of you following us wherever you listen to the podcast, whether that be Apple, Spotify, or anywhere else. Once we hit 100 followers, your name will be put into a drawing for the jersey. Good luck.
All right.
Here. Ah.
What the hell?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh wait, I do. Yeah.
If these walls could talk.
He's doing intros right now.
Where's your drink?
He's just going through the intros.
I remember you was conflicted.
Misusing your influence.
All right.
Sometimes I do the same.
This is a month in the making.
It's time to talk. I wonder about, why.
It's time to talk about "To Pimp a Butterfly" by Kendrick.
You guys got it playing right now.
Kendrick Lamar.
Dude, it came out yesterday. I'm so excited.
The sweet of the juice.
All right. So first things first, I want to get a rating from all three of you for the overall album. As we know, we all listen to it.
Music in general or Kendrick in general?
So I want two different ratings. From 0 to 100.
What the fuck?
I told you about this.
0 to 100.
I want you to give me your...
That song's by Drake, bro.
Shit. I need you to give me your rating based off of catchiness and then meaning. Two different ratings. 0 to 100.
Catchiness? Okay.
Is low. I'm going to be honest with you.
That's why I'm giving you two options.
I would agree. Do you want to lead Isaiah or Bob?
I'll give a catchy 44.
Oh, so we're doing the one out of 100.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to go. What about meaning?
Meaning? Like fucking 99.
That's too high, bro.
Cut it, man.
What?
Well, you got to think about other albums we're going to do, you know? I don't know if we're going to get one that's higher than this, though, to be honest.
What? Meaning?
Yeah.
Probably not. I mean, I don't.
95.
All right. That's fair.
Went down 4 points.
All right. That'll make the cut.
That'll do it. All right. Who wants to go next?
Me? You want me to?
Yeah, sure.
Give me, I'll raise your 44 up to, there's a couple good catchy ones on there that I was bipping and bopping to. I would say it had a
only
60,
one?
65.
I think there's only like one catchy song.
Like radio song?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean? Well, there's only one song on there.
I feel like we're only going to agree.
Well, yeah, it's King Kunta.
Yeah.
That's the one that was on the radio. But
yeah.
Okay.
I don't know, bro.
I don't know.
Catchiness-wise.
I think...
What about
catchy?
Meaning?
I think a lot of the songs are catchy, personally.
Yeah.
Not catchy
we'll
and like
that.
You hear it once and it gets stuck in your head all day and you're going to sing.
Hell yeah, bro.
I have a good one.
All
I've,
the time.
Yeah, I think I is,
I is
catchy
really
as
good.
Hell.
Oh,
I,
was
I can
right?
see...
Right?
I is
really
one of my...
Catchy, bro.
I'll save that for later, but...
All right, what about meaning?
Give me, if I say, what I say for this, the first
65.
One? Like 65, give me like a...
That's too high.
Give me like a 91.
Okay.
Maybe 90, sorry.
All right.
So this is Isaiah's...
The preface, yeah.
Favorite album of all time, right?
This is my favorite rap album.
Rap album of all time.
I mean, honestly, like maybe it's too high, but for meaning, I feel like it deserves like a 10 out of 10 or 100.
Okay.
Like, I don't really know how much denser you can make.
How come that guy can say 100 and I can't say 99?
All right, you can have 99.
I left room.
Dude.
You did.
Because you're todded you up, dude. You're...
Rookie score, whatever, bro. How much more meaning can you pack into an album, realistically?
True. You know I was trying to think of the other albums that we would...
This guy hasn't listened to any Jackson 5.
Like, go over.
What about Kanye West?
What are you talking about? Like
that,
meaning?
I forget that one album. Maybe not.
Jesus is Lord?
No, not that one.
That's
one,
what I've been
that has
saying.
The red
the
one.
Shit
bro.
I've been on, bro.
The one where he bleaches the girl's asshole?
No, no, bro.
Wait,
the red
wait,
one.
What about, wait, but what about the big, beautiful,
beautiful dark
twisted
fantasy?
Yeah, that, yeah. The long one. All right, anyway.
Through the wires?
dude, I used to hear that song in fucking, what's it called? Foot Locker all the time.
Hell yeah.
And it was, no, but it was, it always threw me off because it always fucked with my head knowing that his jaw was all messed up.
Yeah,
and like,
badass.
I was thinking about it, I would hear it and I'd be like, man, dude, that sucks.
He really did that shit.
That sucks.
He really stayed grinding.
Catchiness wise, I'll give it an 80.
What?
I think that's fair. I don't want to overdo it because I think there are other albums that are a
there's
lot more
too
catchy.
Much storytelling for it to be catchy.
There are definitely songs on the track list that aren't catchy, but I think a lot of them are still catchy, personally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think all of them are meant to be like, I'm going to turn this on and bop to it, obviously.
The only way you're making the rest catchy is you fucking recite the fucking sacred line. The sky is falling, the wind is calling, stamping on the dying tomorrow.
That's section 80.
He says it on this, too.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
High power.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
So, I guess I'll tell mine, too, or give mine. I mean, I think it's pretty obvious that the meaning is really high, so I'll just stick to, like, 94.
94.
Just to be below Bob.
I switched to 94.
You did switch to 94.
All right, I'm going. Fucker. I'm going to 95.
Wow.
The one he said you couldn't do.
And catchiness, I'd probably give it like a 72-ish.
That's high. What'd I say? 44?
Yeah. I think there's only like two or three songs that you can't play at like a party. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, there's probably like four.
There's a couple more than that.
I think there's more than that?
Yeah.
Well, it all depends on the vibe of the party.
How do we want to do this? Do we want to do our favorites first, or do we want to like
favorite tracks
evaluate each song first?
No, let's just do our favorite tracks first. Like top three.
I don't know if I can give you a fair evaluation of every song. I'll tell you that.
That's fine. Just whatever. Just show me.
Because I did my homework about 3 weeks ago, a month ago, and then I listened to about half the album on my way over.
Yeah, that's fine, bro.
I'll go first with my favorite tracks. Because I'm a basic little bitch.
Do your third to first.
Third to first. Meaning the third. I'm going to go with King Kunta.
At three?
Yeah.
I thought that'd be your top.
Okay, why?
Because there's two other songs I like better.
There it is. There it is.
Golly.
This guy's on to something.
I don't know. I think that's one of the songs, like I said, it's probably the catchiest song on the album, but there's not a lot of meaning behind it in the whole overall
comparative
to the rest of the album, yeah.
True.
Oh.
Do you want to go to somebody else for the three, and then we'll go back around the two? Or you just want me to skip all?
No, we could round the horn. Isaiah, go ahead.
Get your horn out.
Oh, dude.
Get your nasty little man out.
I didn't really think of an order.
Neither did I, but I just...
All right.
It doesn't have to be in order if you can't pick, but...
Yeah, I don't know if I have an order.
That's fine.
In my top three, I'll put You in there. I think it's a pretty important spot in the album. You know, like, it's really dark. His performance is, like, super out there. Like, he's, you know, I don't know if he was drunk when we recorded it or is pretending to be, but it's really, like, just theatrical and... heartfelt, I guess. It's really dark, too. Just depressing to listen to.
There's a music video?
Yeah, there is a music video for
it. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, like, you hear, like, drinks and, like, beer bottles clanking in the track, obviously, but, like, just, like, the whole message behind it and, like, him not being there for, like, his family members and stuff like that. Like, it's just a fucked up track. He really puts you in his mental in that track more than, I think, a lot of the other tracks, so...
Yeah, that final verse in that song,
it's crazy.
Is insane. Yeah. It's really good.
Yeah. That's the kind of song you're not going to throw on at a party, obviously.
No.
But it's, you know, it has its place in the album.
You ain't never been to one of my parties.
It gets pretty sad.
All right, Mark.
All right, I'm starting at my number three.
Yeah, right? If you have an order, yep.
I think my number three is probably The Black or the Berry, dude. I forgot how... I haven't listened to the album in a long time, like, all the way through, and I don't have that song in my like songs. I forgot how much I liked it, so I replayed it. I replayed the album probably like three times by now,
mm-hmm.
And that song is one that I keep replaying. I just like that one a lot.
Yeah.
It's pretty hype.
Anything about it you like specifically, or...
No. No,
it's that's it, one of the catchier ones for the chorus.
It's kind
of
like, it's kind of like, it was kind of like nostalgic because I totally forgot about the song, to be honest. And then when I went back, I was like, oh my God, I forgot about this shit. I'm just bumping, you know.
All right.
But that's it, buddy. That's all I got.
Oh, okay.
What? No, never mind. I was going to ask a question that I fucking brain blasted the answer to myself. Go ahead.
Hell yeah, dude.
Damn.
All right, so type beat. My third is For Sale.
Oh.
Hmm.
I think that song is really cool. I think the message is really cool as well.
We should be able to play a little snippet.
I wish we could, but yeah, I don't think we should.
Copyright infringement, man.
Yeah. But that's the one.
I think they should let us.
Basically where he's like the devil. The devil's trying to take him. Or Lucifer's trying to talk make to him sign the document. Yeah. I thought that the last verse in that song was really cool too. But yeah, that's another song where you're not going to play that at a party. Mm-hmm. But the message is sick.
The black of the berry.
My favorite part of that song is when he's like into the mic.
Yeah, right.
No, but that is a really cool song. Yeah. I fuck with that song.
I like that more than For Free. Just saying. Go ahead.
As an interlude?
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. Is it my turn to do my number two?
Yeah, your number two.
My second track.
Yes, sir.
All right. I think for my second track, I'm going to pick Mama because I really, really like the verse or all the verses on that track. And that's going to be, if we get to it, that has one of my favorite lines in the album.
Yeah, we'll get to
it. But just him like talking about all the things he knows and like he's learned from becoming a rapper and like traveling the world and stuff like that. And then kind of having a bit of a like shell shock when he returns back home. You could kind of read it two different ways, like him returning back to Compton to seeing what his life was like again and realizing like how much he hasn't actually learned and like how much he still needs to know about living. And then also like he visited Africa during his time making the album or something like that. And just it's a really interesting track. I think it has a cool instrumental too, like one of the more unique instrumentals. And his fucking, I don't know, his flow on that song is just insane.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's really cool how it goes from For Sale to that song as well. Because mm-hmm. it's like him debating signing his soul to the devil and then going home and realizing he doesn't have to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Crazy, bro. All right, Bob.
My number two is You. Kind of along the same reasons as Isaiah. It has a lot of meaning and a lot of emotion within the song, and I really like, especially when he's drunk or pretending to be drunk. I think it's a super hard verse and for what he's saying. So I like that one.
Yeah, that verse is crazy, man. Merc?
All right, so like Merc. I said before, I've been working on this review for 8 years. 9 years. And I put a lot of thought and detail to every word I wrote.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you wrote the song?
Yep. My second favorite song on the album is All Right. And that's because
We're gonna be all right.
Homie, I'm fucked up. You're fucked up. We gonna be all right.
Dude, and the Pharrell beat.
It's
crazy.
Nuts.
That comes on at the party, bro.
Yeah, that is a song that comes on.
It gets jumping.
Yeah, that could definitely come on. I forgot about that song.
Similar to my number one, which we'll hear around the horn. It's one of my favorite songs to hear at a party, and it gets me hype as hell. All
right. That's fair enough.
Sean Click, what's your second favorite song?
Black of the Berry.
Ooh. Sweet of the Juice.
Yeah, I like that song. I really like the Rasta implementation that they have.
Oh, I want to hear snippets because I know, like, of all the songs that we're talking about.
Yeah, I know. I wish, you know what I'm saying? You know what we could do in the future? We could pause, listen to it, and then talk about the song.
Yeah. We could do something like that. We'll think about it in the future, but we're 6 songs in right now.
Yeah, we're not doing it now.
Isaiah, you're number one.
What's my number? All right.
Isaiah, you're number one.
My number
man. One.
I think I'm gonna roll with I.
Oh,
I,
dude.
You know, I don't know if that's gonna be everybody's favorite.
It's mine. Spoiler.
Dude, it's such a good song. I think that, in a way, like Mortal Man is kind of like the almost like an outro to the album for me. But like the real ending of the album is I, and like, I feel like that's, like, the culmination of everything up to that point. And just, like, the reflection and the way he's grown over the album, like, in a sense. And just the live performance is crazy. And then the freestyle at the end, it's just, it's, like, the perfect fucking song. Like, the studio version of that song is not nearly as good as the album version. So, I don't know.
Untitled, Unmastered.
That's what that was from?
No.
The I'm eye sorry. On here is the freestyle one.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, I'm pretty sure on Untitled, Unmastered has a studio
no.
version.
No,
the studio I came version out was, as a single, right?
Yeah, it came out as a single, and that's the studio version. And then the one on the album is the normal, or well, like the album version, where it's live. But, gotcha. Yeah.
The greatest rapper in the world.
We bring it up! Nobody!
Nobody!
All right, Bob, number one?
My number one is All Right.
Okay.
All right.
We gonna be all right.
It's just
for
it's
the catchiness.
Rocking, dude. That's a banger.
Behind King Kunta, I think it's the most catchy. There's a story behind it, and it's a good party song.
Fair enough. Yeah, it's got a good balance between message and
beep. Hardcore rap shit.
All right, Mark.
I'm with Isaiah with I, dude. I think I was trying to rack my brain of
rack it up.
I think I might be one of, if not the most like
idiotic,
fun,
oh.
fun song.
My bad.
Like that was rude.
I thought that was going a different direction.
It's like it feels like the most fun Kendrick has. It sounds like it's like the most fun song he's made, you know what yeah. I'm saying? Like a lot of his shit's like really deep and has a lot of meaning. His bars are really hard, his beats go hard too, you know, but yeah. like I feels like he was having a party when he made it, you know, like yeah. I don't know, it's just a lot of fun and I enjoy it at parties a lot.
I'm gonna throw this in there for I really fun. Reminds me, I don't know if you guys like, I was so into fucking Kendrick's music when I was younger. It always reminds me of all the live performances he was doing around that time after he released this album.
Mm.
And he was doing the Untitled and Mastered songs on different like talk shows and stuff like that.
Mm.
But like there was no song title because those songs weren't out.
Yeah.
So like nobody knew what the songs were. But his performance of I is just like those live performances. And that's what makes it feel so much more real to me. Like after the fact, it's just like he really does like perform.
He's just
like
having
that,
fun with it,
and he's like, having fun, and it's fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's dope.
So, yeah.
My number one is Institutionalized.
Wow,
yeah. Wow,
Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, I like the Snoop Dogg feature, and I also like the balance between catchiness and meaning. I think it's like the most balanced song on the album.
I didn't care for that one.
Really?
That was one of the most recent
also
ones.
Also same.
I love Snoop Dogg's
I
verse.
I did not,
or not verse.
One
but...
of the few songs I didn't add to my like songs on Spotify.
That's crazy. I love that song, bro. I've been listening to that shit for a while.
Shit don't change until you get up and wash your ass.
But yeah, that's my number one. What about least favorite song?
Least favorite song. All right. Let me look at that.
Anybody?
Really yeah. Okay. Complexion.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie. I think... Complexion might be my pick too, only because I think it has the worst like hook, or however you want to say it. It's not like, I think it's trying to be catchy and I don't think it really works, but it has good verses.
Yeah,
I think, but yeah, I kind of agree. If it's not that, it might be no, it's probably that for me.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah. Mark,
I don't know if I have a least favorite. I know I didn't care for Institutionalized. I'm sorry, Sean.
it's fine. It's fine, I guess.
And then
just leave.
What was the song that had like that was like 12 minutes? Is that Mortal?
That's the last song. There's no way you say that's your least favorite song on there.
I didn't listen to all 12 minutes. I'll tell you that much.
Bro, what the fuck? You might listen to the end.
Wait, you don't
it's
even
a half hour drive here,
wait,
dickheads.
Wait.
I'm not listening to the last 12 minutes.
I listened
minutes.
To it three times over, but he didn't listen to the last 6 minutes of the
bro,
last song.
He didn't
song.
Get to hear Tupac.
Bro, you that's the whole
Tupac's
point.
On the album, dude.
Sorry.
You know how
dude,
he says.
I'm sorry.
What does he say?
Pac.
What
Pac,
he,
are
no,
you
no,
still
no.
there?
No, the beginning where he's like, I've been conflicted. What does he say?
Misusing your influence.
What is it? Yeah, that.
Like
so
poem,
he finishes
yeah.
that, and then he says, what do you think of that, Pac? And then he talks to Tupac.
All right, play it.
No. I'm not playing it for 6 minutes, bro.
Why?
Because we're doing the podcast.
Because it's too long.
Oh, okay.
But that's the whole point, bro. He's talking to Tupac the whole time because he
play
relates
it,
to
dude.
Him. He relates to him.
Tune in.
No.
That's fucking funny.
That's crazy, man. So that's your least favorite song?
Sure.
My least favorite is You Ain't Gotta Lie.
Yeah, fair
to
enough.
To kick it?
Yeah. It's not.
It's okay.
But okay, yeah. Bang. Favorite bar.
This I don't have for you.
So
this I just don't
this
have.
This leads right in. I think I don't have a specific, but I think the end of Mortal Man is some of the best writing on the album.
You just mean like, what do you mean by that?
So like when he goes from the poem into like talking to Pac and it's just flowing so nice and he's rhyming it all together, it just feels like the good conclusion and just perfect way to end the album. I know you said it's like that is the end of the album, but
yeah,
aside from that, I don't think there's a I don't have a like specific bar. I just think that's some of the best and meaningful bits on the album. Yeah. Just because it just ties it all together.
And he took that from an interview that Tupac did before, but obviously before he died.
Yeah, it fits in so well.
It's crazy.
He actually brought Tupac in for that.
Yeah.
Tupac's alive. He's in Cuba.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
With Castro.
Yes. Wait.
What about you, Isaiah? You have a favorite line?
Yeah, it's the line from Mama where he's like, I know what I know, and I know it well not to ever forget until I realize I didn't know shit the day I came home. I think that's a really cool line.
Yeah.
Damn.
Especially.
You like that because it's from Monogatari, dude. You like that.
Well, because it's a tongue twister?
No, the fucking.
Oh, bro. Yeah. Tsubasa.
I don't know anything.
Hanakawa.
Yeah. I don't know anything.
I just know what I know.
Yeah.
That, honestly, that probably around the same time I was watching that. So maybe.
You're like, holy fuck.
He was coming up and he was just absorbing everything. Yeah. He says,
wow, Hanakawa, you know everything.
Anime and fucking. Kendrick Lamar, yeah, my two addictions when I was in high school. But no, yeah, that line
is still in high school.
Yeah. But I don't know that line just really resonated with me, and I think that, like I said when we were talking about the song, like when you get to that point in the song, like up until that point, he was saying all things that contradict that line, and that's why it really sticks out to me. So. Yeah, I think it's just one of my favorite
this
lines.
This guy came prepared, dude.
He did?
I didn't even listen to this.
He had 9 years to write this.
This is like 8 or 9 years in the making.
Ooh. Hell yeah. So I picked one that was like witty. I picked one from King Kunta. And it is the one that goes like this. I can dig rapping, but a rapper with a ghostwriter, what happened? Oh no, I swore I wouldn't tell, but most of y'all sharing bars like you got the bottom bunk in a two-man cell. I just thought it was a cool bar.
That is a cool bar.
Yeah!
I'll speak on behalf of Merc. Merc's favorite bar is the beginning of these walls.
I will say I love the beginning of that song. Whoever sings in the beginning of that song, it's catchy as hell.
Yeah,
it's nice.
She just wanna close the eyes and sway.
Say hey.
Yeah, it's so catchy, bro.
Only if you tell her no.
Yeah, that song's. I mean, all of the songs.
Anna Wise,
song,
I guess.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know who that is.
But Anna Wise is also on in
2 seconds?
Ikuntuntalaisa. Institutionalized. She's also on there.
King Kunta.
No.
King Kuntalize.
All right, well. I don't think...
We did it, guys. We made it through.
Yeah, we're not going to go through every song. Later.
That was a month in the making, dude.
But that was fun. I think next time we listen to the song and then talk about it.
Okay.
That way we're fresh. You know?
We do our homework a little bit more.
Fresh meal.
Well, that too. Yeah. All right, well...
That would be like a Saturday type beat where we just listen to the whole album together.
We could do that, yeah.
We just get drunk and smoke cigs.
Mm-hmm.
Just rocking back and forth. Just eyes closed. No one's looking at each other, dude. We're just rocking down.
Everybody
here.
Bring your own headphones and stink up.
We all
like a silent disco.
Time.
We just sit down here
like
and turn all the lights off.
We're all just standing around bopping our heads.
Yeah, that would just have a... So tune in next week for To Pimp a Butterfly listening party.
Again.
Yep. All
right, anybody want another round or
yeah
sure.
Yeah.
All right, bet.